time to play Which Host Did This? Andrew McKay, Jenna Barr, or Bobby Rossi?
This host used to train professional boxers. Who is it? Time's up.
The correct answer is Bobby Rossi. Get to know our local hosts by listening to News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Hey, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So, getting started with the top three stories here for you is, the FAA has resumed the U.S. domestic flights after a system-wide malfunction where they grounded flights for a couple of hours today. It's unheard of. Other than 9/11, can't think of another time when all flights were grounded domestically. So that was shocking to see that. But they're up and running now. But it has caused, obviously, a lot of delays. 9,723 flight delays. That's up 200, almost 300 from where it was an hour ago. Total cancellations, 1,330. So 1,330 flight cancellations today due to the early morning delays. Hopefully by tomorrow, things will pick back up and get a little bit more normalized overall with the flights. Then other top three stories is that a second batch of the classified documents has been discovered from Biden. So now the Department of Justice is looking at possibly having a special counsel, special prosecution to investigate all of it. And finally, the Pentagon has lifted the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. And it was something that we expected to happen soon, and it's become official as of today. How much money does the U.S. government borrow? Well, we know that we borrow a lot because we've been running on a deficit for who knows how long now. I probably need to look that up. I don't know how many years. It's been decades. It's got to be decades now at this point. So we run on a deficit, meaning we do not have enough money, enough revenue that comes in to pay all the bills. So how do we make that up? We borrow money for it. Go get a credit card, a little federal government credit card. Well, how much is that credit card? According to the latest data for 2022, $4 billion a day. This is according to the Congressional Budget Office. $4 billion a day. That is what? That's how much we borrow? Oh my gosh, which means we got to pay interest on that, plus we got to pay it back. I mean, one of the more shocking things that I've seen in recent years has been the data, the information that our interest, our payments on the interest of the debt that we, you know, that we get, that we're loaning on, the interest payments will soon surpass our defense spending. Well, yeah, when you're borrowing $4 billion a day, I could see why. $4 billion. That's just shocking. It's unfathomable. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Couple areas with slow moving traffic due to accidents. Pine Forest, north and southbound lanes right near Five Flags Speedway, seeing some slight delays. Looks like it's clearing up tremendously, but we did have an accident there a little while ago, as well as an accident on East Cervantes Street. This is going to be in between North Spring Street and North Balin Street in downtown Pensacola, seeing some slight slowdowns in the eastbound direction. I-10, I-110, not seeing any major slowdowns. I-10 eastbound, expect your typical afternoon traffic close to Avalon Boulevard, seeing slowdowns in the eastbound direction. If you see something else on the roads or have details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. So I saw this report as well from the Foundation of Government Accountability. The United States, over the next 72 days, will have probably 100 million residents on Medicaid. 100 million residents will be on Medicaid, which is the government, right, supported healthcare system, right? If that's the case, that would mean that nearly one third of all Americans will be on Medicaid for their health care. This brings me back all the way, how many years now? But back when Obamacare was being debated, before it was actually even signed into law, there was conversation about how can we get to single payer? That's what a lot of people wanted. A lot of the arguments in Congress over it was not Republicans against Democrats. It was Democrats against Democrats to pass Obamacare. The Democrats who didn't like Obamacare the way it was set up was because it didn't go far enough. They wanted to have some sort of single payer system or some sort of system where everybody's healthcare was basically government funded, which is what Medicaid is and Medicare. So they were wanting like Medicare for all or something like that, right? When Obamacare passed, there was discussion from many of the Democrats, that for the detractors, for the Democrat detractors who wanted single payer, they were told Obamacare will get us there. It'll just take time, but Obamacare will get us there. That's what they were told. And then there was conservatives who were coming out and yelling and screaming and going, this is going to lead us to single payer system and blah, blah, blah. And then you had Democrats going to them going, no, that's not what this is going to do. And then, then they're turning around their shoulder and winking at their Democrat colleagues going, just kidding. What I told you is the truth. What I'm telling them is a lie. Anyway, so I look back here. Now we got 10 years later and you look at it and you go, oh, okay. A third of Americans now are on Medicaid. That just didn't accidentally happen. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can show, that's funny. We're talking about $4 billion a day is how much we are borrowing in the country. $4 billion a day. And I got a text here that says, well, maybe Ukraine could help us out. Yeah, there you go. That's why to me, it's asinine that we give billions of dollars to Ukraine, that we give billions of dollars to any country, because we're basically borrowing money to give them money. That's you and me. It's insane in the membrane. It's you and me deciding, hey, you know what? I see this homeless people over there on the street. They're really hurting. They do need help. And I would like to support them in one way or another. But what they really need is just money. If I can just give them money and support them, then they can figure out what's best for themselves. So, but I don't have any money. Oh, you know what though? I'll just apply for a credit card and I'll just give them the credit card and they can max it out and then I'll pay it back myself. What kind of sense? But that's what we do. It doesn't make any sense. That's what we do. And there's like a handful of members of Congress who realize that and realize how crazy and absurd that is. And that's it. Like a handful out of 600 legislators. The rest of the 600 are like, it's better that we go ahead and get that credit card and give it to the homeless person. Oy. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Well, I guess this is a different way to look at it. We were talking about how the United States government is borrowing $4 billion a day in order to just pay our bills. That's how much of a deficit we run. We have to go borrow $4 billion just to pay the bills to make up the difference. Somebody said, brought up Ukraine. So the total amount that was just approved by Congress like 2 months ago ends up making the total amount that will go to Ukraine when it's all said and done about $68 billion. So 17 of our days, 17 days worth of borrowing will go to Ukraine. So I guess one way you can look at it is like, well, that's not too bad. It's only 17 days. Or you could look at it like 17 days of us borrowing money and we're just going to give it to them. Yep. That's the sanity of our federal government spending. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go to Joe Ford with top trending news.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, the nation's COVID public health emergency is being extended. The Biden administration renewed it as a new Omicron variant spreads. New York Republicans are calling on Congressman George Santos to resign after he lied about his background, but he says he's not going anywhere. Federal agents seized twice the amount of fentanyl pills in 2022 than the year before. DEA said it seized more than 50 million fake prescription pills laced with the deadly drug last year, also saying that two drug cartels are responsible for smuggling fentanyl into the U.S. And finally, the FAA says a corrupted file was the cause of thousands of flight delays today. All domestic flight departures were briefly halted by the FAA early this morning, which caused over 8,000 delays, well over 1,000 cancellations. Bobby, no truth to the rumor that it was a corrupted floppy disk.
Wait, what's that with the floppy disk?
I said no truth to the rumor that it was a corrupted floppy disk.
Oh, no truth to the rumor. Okay. Gracie, do you know what a floppy disk is?
Don't embarrass me like this.
I just want to know. I'm trying to gauge things.
I do because there's a little icon on the computer that looks like a floppy disk. Yeah. And someone was saying, the floppy disk goes on the computer. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
So there's an icon on the computer that looks like a floppy disk. So you do
know. It is, but not because I saw and used, and I don't know what that's used for. But because they were telling me to go.
It's amazing that the first time you looked at a computer and saw that, you were like, that's a floppy disk, without anybody ever having to explain that to you.
No,
she was saying somebody just explained it to her.
So I was the computer, and they're like, click the icon with the floppy disk. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. So then they had to say, you don't know what that is? And I was like, dude, I was born in 2000. I don't know what that is. So
Yeah. That's very interesting. So it's just, I know my parents had to have been like that with so many different things.
So wait, what is it used for? What is it?
So a floppy disk used to be like a USB drive, like how you store stuff. So, but you could only store, you couldn't store anything compared to what you can store nowadays with a USB drive or a CD or DVD or any of that kind of stuff. But the floppy disks were like one of the first storage devices that you put in your computer and you save your Word document on it or something.
In my mind, I'm just picturing that somebody at the FAA woke up, went into the office at about 3 o'clock this morning, turned on their computer, and Dennis Nedry was on the screen going,
Yeah.
You get that reference?
From Jurassic Park.
Yeah, from Jurassic Park. Yeah, Bobby's got it.
Because he had his floppy disk. That's how it started all. It started the whole thing. The floppy disk, what eventually led the dinosaurs to control the earth.
That's right.
Again.
Yeah.
It's all started with the floppy disk. So, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Couple areas with some slowdowns. So I-10 heading eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, you're going to see some delays we had an accident, as well as always seeing some typical afternoon traffic. Got a text in that we do have an accident on a scenic highway. This is going to be in between Langley and Creighton. So we are seeing some slow moving traffic in the north. in the north and southbound lanes on Highway 90 on Scenic. Still seeing some slowdowns on the Highway 90 bridge that's leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace due to construction. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So coming up here next, got to talk about record tourism in our area. That's coming up next. Is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So 2022 was a record year for tourism here in the Pensacola area. This is the second year in a row that we've had a record of tourism. And so it's gone up considerably more. Well, even last year, they were concerned that last year's high number of tourism was maybe a little bit too much, that it would be unsustainable. And yet, despite it being concerned that it might be unsustainable, we've gone up even more again. Oh boy. So why would it be unsustainable? Simply enough, it's because one, we don't really have the parking to handle much more. I mean, you already see in the summer, like people are parked all along the roads all over, and it's hard to get out of certain parking lots. But then also lodging. We had the highest lodging rates in the state last summer, and it's just because of supply and demand. There's not enough supply to meet the demand, and there's not any other hotels that want to move there because it's just a summer business.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So, if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We're talking about floppy disks and how much data they hold. And I was saying it was just an extremely little amount compared to what we have nowadays. Got a text here. Says they could store about 110 kilobytes of data. That's about as much data needed to store a blank Word document nowadays with little or no text on it. Now, back then, the documents weren't as robust. The data wasn't as robust. So you could store, you know, 3 or 4 Word documents as long as it wasn't too much data. But yeah. So it's come a long way with data storage. Now we're storing terabytes of data, you know, it's pretty amazing. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, before we get to your sports hit, let me get to the top three stories. So, the FAA has resumed flights today after they grounded all flights this morning due to a system malfunction. Pentagon has lifted the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, and the second batch of Biden classified documents has been discovered. That's right, a second batch of them. Oh boy. And going along with that, there is, you know, when you look at the second batch of documents, now the Department of Justice is being pressured to try to come up with some sort of special prosecutor or something like that to do a deeper investigation. My guess is they already said yesterday that they were going to investigate the first batch of documents that was found. So my guess is as they're doing that, and then this pops up, it'll just be part of that, and just trying to find out like what, you know, why are the documents being left in places that are labeled classified. And don't be surprised if there ends up being a fallout from this. And I don't mean a negative fallout, but a positive fallout of something done in legislation wise that will help make sure that this doesn't happen again. After all, we have one was a vice president, now we got a president. And remember, one of President Trump's arguments, defenses for himself, was that Obama had a ton of documents that were that he had stored. So, if this has been an ongoing thing for a while, then don't be surprised if we end up saying that they're going to have to get some sort of legislation in place about better document security or something like that. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. NBA is underway right now. Minnesota Timberwolves are beating the Detroit Pistons just by 3 points at the start of the second quarter. The Chicago Bulls are beating the Washington Wizards by 5 points in the second quarter. New Orleans Pelicans and the Boston Celtics just tipped off a few minutes ago. New Orleans is already up by 2 points. Knicks are up by 2 points against the Indianapolis Pacers. We should be getting the tip-off any minute now on ESPN between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Atlanta Hawks. And then the late game on ESPN will be the Phoenix Suns against the Denver Nuggets. NCAA men's basketball right now, Mississippi State is beating Georgia by 2 points. Number 22, I can never remember this team, Charleston, is beating UNC Wilmington by about 9 points. Number 4, Alabama, ahead of number 15, Arkansas, by just 3 points. And that's on ESPN2, 6 minutes left in the first half. Then Penn State is beating Indiana 35-23. Number 6, UConn is beating number 25, Marquette, just by 2 points. Number 12, Xavier is getting beat by Creighton by 5 points. And that game's on FS1. First half is almost done. Number 16, Miami is beating Boston College 43-28 at halftime. Number 24, is losing to Pitt just by 2 points. Syracuse over Virginia Tech right now. And then Memphis is beating Central Florida. Coming up later tonight, you've got USF playing number 1 Houston. You've got number 17 TCU playing number 10 Texas. In NHL hockey, Philadelphia Flyers are beating Washington 2-1 right now. And the puck just dropped on TNT between the Nashville Predators and the Toronto Maple Leafs. When that game's over on TNT, you got San Jose against LA. Coming up here next, we've got your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives.
Our roads are looking good right now. I-10, I-110, not showing any major slowdowns. We are still seeing delays on Scenic Highway. This is going to be in between Langley and Creighton in both directions due to an accident. But other than that, we're looking good. Pine Forest has cleared up, as well as Gulf Beach Highway and Blue Angel. See anything else? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All righty. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. So in sports news, you've got the Jets. Breaking news that came out last hour. The Jets have gone ahead and fired their offensive coordinator, Mike LaFleur. Not a real big, surprise right there. Then Tua Tagovailoa will not play for the Dolphins in the wild card game against the Bills. Lamar Jackson looks like he's a long shot in playing in the playoff game against the Bengals. Then DeMar Hamlin has been discharged from the hospital. He's been cleared to rehab at home and with the Bills. Then Naomi Osaka has revealed that she's pregnant following her shocking withdrawal from the Australian Open. And then in basketball, Cleveland Cavaliers' Ricky Rubio is looking to return after being away from the game for a year, rehabbing his knee. Now, one of the cool stories that came out today, the NFL players have decided to vote on their own all-pro team. So it's not coaches, not media, not you and me. The players voting amongst their peers, who they think is the best. So for the very first all-pro team, here you go. Quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. Running back, Josh Jacobs of the Raiders. Wide receivers are Justin Jefferson of the Vikings and Devontae Adams of the Raiders. Tight end is Travis Kelce of the Chiefs. Fullback is Kyle Juszczyk of the 49ers. Left tackle is Trent Williams of the 49ers. Left guard, Joel Bitonio of the Browns. Center is Jason Kelce of the Philadelphia Eagles. Right guard, Zach Martin of the Cowboys. Right tackle, Lane Johnson of the Eagles. Now on defense, for linemen, you got Chris Jones and Aaron Donald. Chris Jones with the Chiefs, Aaron Donald, of course, with the Rams. Edge rusher, Nick Bosa of the 49ers and Myles Garrett of the Browns. Nose tackle, Dexter Lawrence of the Giants. Off-ball linebacker is Roquan Smith of the Ravens and Fred Warner of the 49ers. And free safety, Minkah Fitzpatrick of the Steelers. Strong safety, Derwin James of the Chargers. Cornerback, Patrick Surtain II of the Broncos. And cornerback, Darius Slay of the Eagles. Then when it comes to All-Pro, the All-Pro special teams unit, and this is, once again, from the players voting for these people. Kicker, Jason Myers from the Seahawks. Punter, Tommy Townsend of the Chiefs. Punt returner, Kevontae Turpin of the Cowboys. Kick returner, Cordarrelle Patterson of the Falcons. Then the long snapper is Morgan Cox of the Titans. And then core special teamers, there's two of them, Justin Hardy of the Jets. And finally, Jeremy Reeves of the Washington Commanders, a Pensacola native who we interviewed a couple of weeks ago. So congratulations to Jeremy for making the, I mean, this is from his peers. This is from, you know, other NFL players saying, we think one of the best special teamer in the NFL right now is Jeremy Reeves. So that's a pretty cool thing. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get today's
sign. Here is today's sign of the apocalypse. This is it, the apocalypse.
All righty. Today's sign of the apocalypse. New York Times had an article last week, came out last week, that suggesting that everyone should try to mate with shorter people. You should mate with shorter people. Well, why? What? You know, to save the planet. Yes. According to the author of this New York Times article, when you mate with shorter people, you're potentially saving the planet by shrinking the needs of subsequent generations. Lowering the minimum height for prospective partners in your dating profile is a step towards a greener planet. Shockingly, this is a female who's act. I thought this was gonna be some short dude with some short dude complex, like Farquaad. It'd be like, you know, like Farquaad, like, I decree amongst all the land, you should mate with short people. The shorter the better. It's like Farquaad doing that from Shrek. So yes, this is what's going down. Apparently, the best way to conserve our natural resources is to make sure that we're all shorter people. I don't know. These climate change alarmists are just next level. Like, I don't even know. Like, and like, of course, everybody's responding to this. Like, let me guess, the author is both single and short. It's like, so you guys need to, you know, lower your standards. Like, I'm talking about physically lower, not, you know, not morally lower your standards. I don't know. That's cool. I just, what are you going to say? But that's your sign of the apocalypse. What do you think about this, Gracie? Lower your standards.
I just really don't understand how they think that this is going to catch on. And it's the people that like post stuff like this, that there's no way to convince them that they're not wrong, or like they think they're right. And it's like, are you listening to what you're saying?
And the fact that the New York Times published this and is like, yeah, that makes sense. Let's go with that article.
This is definitely right.
Yeah, like, this is definitely. Gosh. And this is gonna convince the masses. Yeah,
they will love it.
Promote this. No, it's I'm flabbergasted. All right, coming up here next. When was the last time you bought a newspaper or a wall calendar? We got some of the things that are retroactivities that people just have no experience using or doing or buying anymore. Talk about that coming up next on News Radio 92.3. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives real quick. Then we'll go to Joe Ford in the newsroom for a quick news update.
This traffic update brought to you by Avalon HR. We are looking good on I-10 and I-110. We are still seeing some slight delays on Scenic Highway in between Creighton and Langley due to an accident. You expect delays in both directions. If you see something else, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. Employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to Joe for the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Bobby, the FAA says a corrupted file was the cause of thousands of flight delays today. All domestic flight departures were briefly halted by the FAA early this morning, causing over 8,000 delays, well over 1,000 cancellations as well. A new report says aides to President Biden have found a second batch of classified material at a new location. This comes after the White House acknowledged Monday a small number of classified documents were found at an office Biden used after leaving the Obama administration. The House is approving the so-called Born Alive abortion bill. The legislation would require healthcare providers to try to preserve the life of an infant in the rare case a baby is born alive during or after an attempted abortion. And finally, the Buffalo Bills say DeMar Hamlin is out of the hospital. He was admitted to the Buffalo General Medical Center on Monday after leaving the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. And doctors in Buffalo say that he is now free to resume treatment and rehab on his own and with the Buffalo Bills team doctors. So good news there.
Yeah, definitely. Very nice right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Joe Ford, before we let you go.
We went through about eight news anchors there.
Sorry about that. No. When's the last time you purchased a newspaper?
Ooh, boy.
Have you purchased a newspaper in your lifetime?
Oh, I've bought a newspaper, yeah.
Okay.
Not since... to be honest with you, I was probably 15 or 16 years old, and the reason why is because my dad and I went to an Ohio State basketball game, and we found out that I was on the cover of the paper at the game. So
got you. Then you had to go get that and check yourself out. But that would be the only reason to get one. Well, apparently 11% of people have never bought a physical newspaper. 11%. Instinct they are is because, you know, we just get our, if you do newspaper, like I visit newspaper websites all the time, but websites, right, not actual newspapers. So, and I guess the 11% of people, that's the only way they've gotten their news is through online. So that's kind of interesting. So
I would, in the event that, you know, if there was something historic that happened, like I've thought about it. Uh-huh. I like history. So, you know, a newspaper commemorating those, you know, historic events, which, you know, I haven't done a lot of research if those are expensive or not. I guess it depends how old they are in condition and things like that. But that would be a reason that I would at this point. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, 10% have never used a wall calendar ever. And I just recently bought a wall calendar, but it's because it has Grogu on it, Baby Yoda. So we basically got it just because it has Grogu. And so it's more just like a wall decoration.
Like
we don't use it.
It's a fine art piece is what it is.
Exactly. It's a fine art piece for my house. Shows you what kind of fine art I have in my house.
That's
right. So anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. There's a whole list of things that people have just gotten away from using. Of course, you know, nobody uses telegrams or anything like that. But 73% have never used a pager. 44% have written to a pen pal. 42% have never smoked a cigarette. Well, that's pretty good. And 26% have never made a call on a rotary dial phone. Very interesting. 19% never used a check before. I got texted. I bought a pug calendar for my better half every year. Christmas, she loves it. I get mine from the insurance company. Got another one. I just bought a wall calendar today. I got a wall calendar. I just don't know if I use it properly, but there you go. By the way, the state of Florida, we come in 19th overall for the best life expectancy. Hawaii comes in number one. Mississippi comes in dead last. You guys have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.